Torrevieja Town Hall has forced the closure of a number of bars and clubs this weekend for irregularities with their operating licenses. Spokesperson for the government team, Fanny Serrano, said that tolerance is over and the town hall must enforce the laws on noise, opening hours and safety, and that venues must comply with the rules to the letter. The councillor also said that inspections will continue throughout this week and a number of other venues are also expected to be closed down. A security alert was triggered at Bristol Airport on Saturday evening with flights being diverted and the airport evacuated. A suspicious note claiming that a bomb was on board was found on a Ryanair jet which had flown from Alicante with flight number FR8297 on Saturday. The bomb threat was found to be a hoax and the airport reopened sometime later, although with many passengers already diverted to other airports and delays felt into the night. An investigation has been opened by the UK police to identify the person who made the fake threat. A spokesperson for Avon and Somerset Police said, "We will be speaking to all passengers on board the plane and have already spoken to some of them. Anyone with information in the UK should contact the police on 101. And the pilot of a Microlite aircraft was killed on Sunday and his passenger, his wife, seriously injured when the aircraft crashed 3 kilometres away from San Pablo Airport in Seville. The pilot had radioed ahead to say he was feeling ill and that his passenger would attempt to fly the plane, but she was unable to control the aircraft and it crashed into the ground. Investigators believe that the pilot may have died mid-flight. The airport was closed to traffic immediately after the incident. The sub-delegation of Alicante has archived a complaint submitted by the Petrer Town Hall for the possible infringement of the Public Safety Act, commonly known as the gag law, after a photograph appeared on social network sites of a police car parked in a disabled parking bay. The images and subsequent threat of action has been covered by most media in both Spain and other countries, including the UK, with the photographer facing an €800 fine, the first of its kind under new legislation aimed at controlling public order incidents. Article 36 of the new Act prohibits photographing the security forces in the events that could endanger the personal or family security of the agents from the protected premises or put them at risk. The central government of Alicante has shelved the action as, according to a spokesperson, there was no offence in relation to the Public Safety Act. A 24-year-old resident of Santa Pola was killed on Monday whilst working on a property in the Arenales del Sol area. The man was reported to have been working on a television aerial on the roof of a 6-story building on Calle Ibiza at the time of the incident, which occurred around midday. Both the local and national police attended the scene, and the investigation will be carried out once an autopsy confirms the cause of death, although the initial hypothesis is that he died of a heart attack and fell from his ladder. And Tuesday marks the 77th anniversary of Torrevieja City being bombed by Italian aircraft. It was in 1938, during the Spanish Civil War, that planes dropped 60 bombs onto the city, ripping through 25 homes and causing serious damage to buildings in the town's centre and the port, leaving 19 people dead and 45 injured. For years, local relatives, residents and opposition political figures have called for a permanent monument to be erected to the fallen. For now, as in previous years, a memorial ceremony will be held at 7 p.m. at the Hombre del Mar monument, with the laying of a wreath and flowers released into the sea to commemorate those who were lost. For more news from across this area and the whole of Spain, visit the website thecurrier.es. A 78-year-old man has become the latest victim of the sea this summer, having apparently drowned in Torrevieja on Tuesday morning. The man was swimming in a coastal and sandy area in the Asequion area, popular with bathers, but an area not officially classed as a beach and therefore swimming is prohibited, as the classification of the area is that of a port or harbour. Despite the fact that the area is sandy, has litter bins and even a local refreshment area, because it's not classed as a beach, no lifeguards are on duty in this area. It's not the first time such a tragedy has occurred in the location, with most of the bathers unaware of the dangers posed by the particular site. The man was on medication for a heart condition, and the first hypothesis is that he may have had a heart attack while swimming. Orihuela Town Hall has once again launched a campaign to collect school supplies, which will then be given to those families facing financial problems in order to ease the burden of returning to education next month. A number of events have been arranged to encourage those who no longer need older books to donate them to the campaign, as well as workshops and craft events and even aqua gym classes for free. More information is available from the Town Hall in preparation for the return to school, which has been delayed by a week. And an environmental awareness bus is in Guadamar for the rest of this week, offering information on behalf of an electricity supply company on the benefits of renewable energy. The bus is equipped with video screens and interactive displays which offer information about cleaner energy, all aimed at reducing the burden on the planet and the cost of the supply. The bus has so far driven to over 250 different locations throughout Spain since it began its journey and has been visited by more than 125,000 keen eco-learners. For the latest news from across Spain and the local area, visit the website www.thecurrier.es. Three French women who are residents of Torrevieja have been arrested on suspicion of burglary in Murcia. The three women, aged between 28 and 36, were caught trying to break into a residential property on Calle Mar Menor. The police have been alerted by a neighbour who'd seen the women attempting to break in through the peephole of another property. As the police arrived, the officers caught the women leaving an elevator. Upon searching the women, the officers found suspicious items and identified a property that had been broken into by means which matched tools that the women were carrying. The officers then searched their foreign registered vehicle and found other potentially incriminating items, as well as property rental documents relating to a home in Torrevieja. The mayor of Torrevieja, José Manuel Dolón, carried out an inspection of the beach lifeguard facilities in the city this week in order to assess the services during the first summer of the new government administration. So far, there have been 260 rescues from the sea and 3,000 first aid incidents in Torrevieja during the summer, although this figure is lower than previous years. And following a data breach by dating website Ashley Madison, it was revealed this week that over 75,000 users from the Valencia region of Spain had signed up in order to try and meet a partner for an illicit affair. The data has been revealed after 118 members from across Valencia have contacted the site to ask for their data to be removed. There have also been 399 applications from data removal in Madrid, 320 in Catalonia, and 182 in Andalusia, putting Valencia in fourth place in terms of members who are now trying to hide their tracks. Globally, the personal information of some 37 million users was posted on an internet site, giving names, addresses, and personal sexual preferences of members who signed up in the hope of having extramarital affairs. There have been at least two suicides attributed to the event and countless lawsuits already filed to the tune of almost $600 million. For all the latest news from across Spain and beyond, visit the website www.thecurrier.es. The lead story in the Courier newspaper this week revolves around a popular local market in the Guadamar area. After threats of closure, the traders protested outside the town hall last night as part of an attempt to reverse a decision to close down the weekly lemon tree market. Guadamar Mayor José Luis Saez is set to enforce the market's closure after the Supreme Court ordered it to be shut down, but traders are trying to reverse the court's verdict, as well as getting legal status for the market. You can read the full story in the Courier newspaper, which is out right now. Unions representing ground staff at Madrid Airport have announced strike action next month following the breakdown of continuing talks to try and resolve an industrial dispute. The workers are from Menzies Aviation, which primarily serves EasyJet and Vueling flights at Madrid and operate passenger services such as passenger and cargo handling, ramps and baggage. The unions are also calling for colleagues at other airports, including Alicante, Barcelona and Malaga, to support the strikes, which will take place for 3 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening on the 4th, the 11th, the 18th and the 25th of September. Motorists have been warned to prepare for a busy weekend on the roads of the Costa Blanca as the final stage of the summer rush takes hold. Operation Return sees the remaining bulk of inland tourists returning home after the summer holidays, resulting in busier roads as those vehicles head away from coastal and mountainous regions and back inland. The operation runs from Friday through till Sunday, with Friday and Saturday evening as well as Sunday all day being the busiest anticipated times. To make matters worse, the Cycling Tour of Spain also starts its stage in Torrevieja on Sunday, heading north along the N332 route, which will result in road closures to allow the safe passage of the cyclists during one of the busiest times of the year. And don't forget to pick up the latest edition of the Courier newspaper, cram-packed full with more news than any other local paper, as well as sport, health, lifestyle, the Property Plus pullout, and your 12-page TV pullout listing all of the main channels, the soaps and previews and the highlights for the week and beyond, all thanks to Watson, our very own TV guide editor. You can pick up the Courier every Friday for free from hundreds and hundreds of local venues, and you can read it online on your computer, tablet or mobile via the website thecurrier.es.